Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. We look forward to having your dialogue and discussion as we face the issues each and every day. To do so, you need to dial a telephone number. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue each and every day. This broadcast is designed around the question and answer format. We set forth the case. We talk about the issues, invite you to join in with your questions, your comments, dialogue, and discussion about it. We'll be talking about today lawless government and godless culture. Lawless government and godless culture. You say, well, how does that come about? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I believe as you study the eschatological text, the prophecy text found in this Word of God, especially as found in Matthew, the 24th chapter, you find the scriptures very clear in about the 12th verse that iniquity shall abound. The word iniquity translated lawlessness, lawlessness. So we're living in a culture today in these last days where we found lawlessness. In fact, our president is now refusing to even obey any of the laws that are on the books, the laws that are required of him through our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and other very pertinent laws. He's ignoring. He is eviscerating them. Our foundations are being destroyed. And Psalms 11:3 says that the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing that taking place today. We're witnessing the rapid implosion of our nation and our fundamental, foundational, moral, ethical position and foundational beliefs as never before. We can consider these changes that are taking place today. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just give you this before we finish our monologue and open our lines. You recall, if you have studied the Declaration of Independence, let me just read you a few lines from it and point out something at the start of this broadcast. Declaration of Independence, July the 4th, 1776. By the way, I'm reading from my book, Is It Time for Revolution?, published in 2011, that is. I'm looking at the back of it. And I introduce the work, Is It Time for Revolution? Will it be the ballot box, or the battlefield? And I start out with the basics of the Declaration of Independence. When the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands and have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth a separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and the nature's God entitle them a decent respect to the opinions of mankind, require that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Then it starts out, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among them these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute a new government. ladies and gentlemen, following that, in our Declaration of Independence, we find where King George was charged with about 33 charges. I'm not going to read all 33 of those. I'm going to hit the high points to set the stage for where we're going when we talk about lawless government and godless culture today. One of the charges against King George, he has refused his assent to the laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. Secondly, he's forbidden his governors to pass laws immediately pressing importance. Goes further. He's called together legislative bodies, places unusual and uncomfortable. He's dissolved the House of Representatives. He has refused for a long time such dissolutions. Here's one that's very, very evident today. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to the laws of the establishment of the powers. Another charge. He's erected a multitude of new offices. Another, he has affected to render our military independent of superior powers. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on. He's depriving us in many cases of the benefit of a trial, this one of the charges against King George. For taking away our charters, he's abdicated the government and his responsibility. And I could go on and on and on. The point being, ladies and gentlemen, we're facing a scenario today in our nation that we've not seen since the formation of the United States of America. We're watching lawless government and godless culture taking place today. We're going to look at this issue. We're going to examine several nuances of it. We'll invite you to call in, give your insight, ask your questions, and we will respond accordingly. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's God's word that we should look at today. And as we look at his word, we should analyze what's happening on a national, local, and global basis through the prism of the word of God. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17, 17, the Lord Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." And then we find in Psalms 117, verse 2, the scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." So may I remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that that's what we should hold on to. That's how we should view what's there. We can't find truth, ladies and gentlemen, on the Communist Network News. We'll certainly not find it in most of the blue cities across America and the governances there. But we need to recognize and realize, just as George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. We find that to be truthful today, if you please. May I say to you that one of the problems that we have is the lack of acknowledgement of the truth of the Word of God. It's the problem we're faced with today that causes so much difficulty in our society and the declension we find in morals and ethics and values. I'm looking at an article that says, "Most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth." And the survey concludes 55% of Americans, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say each person determines their own version of truth. And I believe therein lies the major problem in our society today. That's the problem we saw recently in the Nashville, the representatives, the legislators, where there is a lack of truth, are being willing to stand for truth, each one having his own splintered idea of what truth is. Go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus says this: "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." Now, ladies and gentlemen, that probably is the most difficult portion. Defend the truth even to death. That means taking a stand, not bowing, not bending, not running, not turning, but standing for the truth of the Word of God. I go back to the fact that we need to analyze everything that's taking place in society today through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators and a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a gigantic benchmark 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flagpole and the flag at the bottom of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. The Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Let me get in just a couple of statements before we start taking our callers. We have callers already holding, but let me ask you to wait just a moment. Let me say one or two things that sets the stage a little more succinctly for where we're going. May I say to you today, ladies and gentlemen, that we're witnessing the rapid implosion of our nation and the fundamental foundations of the values of our nation. When we consider what I just read in relationship to part of the 33 charges made against King George when the separation came, that United States of America was formed. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, today's government is out of control. The Biden administration does not believe in our Constitution. The Biden administration has deviated from our Bill of Rights. Joe Biden has said on 8 different occasions verbally that there's nothing in the Bill of Rights that's absolute. We're watching the President of the United States of America eviscerate the Bill of Rights, trounce on anything that's called spiritual or Christian rights, and look at it as the laws that are passed and that he sees that he does not like. He just simply ignores them, and he says they're not for him but for others. Ladies and gentlemen, we have no border security today because the Biden administration is ignoring the key responsibility of the President of the United States of America to secure our borders and to protect us from any home or foreign invasion or enemies. Ladies and gentlemen, he is today's leadership in Washington, D.C., the Biden administration and all of the nuances therein. We're finding today it's a foe rather than a friend of the people. We're seeing today the Biden administration that's punishing its political foes, that's punishing the political enemies, and undermining all the morals and the values and the ethics that we find in our nation. We need to get back to God. We need to turn back to the Bible and submit ourselves unto the Lordship of Jesus Christ as a nation. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. I pray that you're well today.
I pray to you also. Just one thing I wanted to say, just like the Hitler Youth, they are trying to train our kids. Parents don't have rights anymore, in a sense. You cannot discipline your child, like in Proverbs it said. We're going crazy. And if God doesn't do anything, if we don't repent, and God will judge us. If not, he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. And God is not going to do that.
That's right. Kenneth, you're exactly right. In fact, the land of the fruits and nuts, it's on the left coast, as it has formerly been called. Some called it the state of California. Gavin Newsom is anxious to sign into law at the present time a bill that's being promulgated that after a child is 12 years old, the government, the state, has the total authority and the total right. If that child wants to have transsexual operations, if that child wants to do this, that, or the other, that child can do so if this bill passes into law, that the parent would have the right to control that child only until that child is 12 years old, then have no more say-so because the state would have total control and total say-so. And that's what we're finding today, that as a result of a lawless government, we're finding a godless culture that we're living in, because it is the government that's forcing that godless culture, and we've turned our backs on God. And as a result of that, we're seeing God's progressive judgment on a nation that said no to Jesus Christ, that said no to the Word of God, that said no to anything that's moral and ethics, ethical, that is required today. And we're finding...
Can I ask one more question? Can I ask one
Yes, sir.
Question?
Go right ahead.
Now, you're trying to save Ukraine borders. You're not doing anything about our borders. I know it's terrorists over here.
The Biden administration got to protect Ukraine because that's the money laundering machine there. The money that's gone to Ukraine has gone back to the Biden family cabal, and that's what they're concerned about now. They've got to protect Ukraine. They're not even paying attention to where the money's being spent, what is taking place with. There's no tracking of it whatsoever because it's still under the guise and the control of the Biden family cabal. They've already found some, I believe, $137 million that's been transferred from China, Russia, Ukraine, and other enemies of the state. But yet, that's the reason Biden today is a puppet and can do nothing. But Kenneth, you're exactly right. The key to it is many that's listening might ask the question, what should we do? Ezekiel 33:10 had the answer, how should we then live? That was the question that was being asked by Ezekiel. And the answer to that is we've got to turn back to God. We've got to repent of our sins as an individual and as nation, as a nation, and seek God's face and ask him to heal our land. That's the only hope that we have. Otherwise, we're doomed as a nation. Kenneth, thank you so much, brother, for your call. And we continue to pray that God will allow us to keep looking up, realizing our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have Jimmy on the line. Jimmy, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood, it's Jim here.
Jim, go ahead.
Hey, you do it. That's all right. You can call me Jimmy, too. I'll answer anything. I'm fine with that. Our resident in the Oval Office there, the P is silent on this one there. He showed me just how much he knew about the Declaration of Independence with his statement that they're all endowed by their, you know, the thing.
I remember watching that. It weren't so sad, yeah. It'd be laughable.
Yeah, that it was sad. The Declaration of Independence was an indictment against King James there, and the Constitution was an enumeration of powers by three branches of government, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. And this man doesn't have a clue what either one of them means, because he's willing to trodden on both documents and use them for nothing more than, I don't know, one of his diapers, I guess. This man's out of his mind. He's absolutely cognitively not there at all. And our nation is suffering, and Christians are suffering because of his actions.
We are indeed. And Jim, I believe the key to it is, and I've said this over and over on this broadcast for many, many, many years, not just in the recent months or weeks, but I believe we're seeing the progressive hand of God in his judgment on a nation that said no to his son, Jesus Christ. I believe we are seeing God disengage with the Gentile nations and engaging more and more week by week and day by day with the Jewish people. And we're watching today in Israel with some of the major, major fomenting that's taking place there that I believe is the center of, it should be the central focus of all of the nations around the globe, because we're watching God's timepiece. Dr. Adrian Rogers, a number of years ago, said that if you want to know what God is doing, watch Israel. Israel is God's hour hand, and Jerusalem is God's minute hand. So if you want to know what God's doing, watch Israel. And I believe we're seeing that being played out in full view before us today. And as a result of watching what is happening there, we need to be more interested in and knowing that the time is short. Perilous days not just shall come, but perilous days have arrived, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. Perilous means dark, dangerous, difficult, devastating, and we're watching that. Jim, knowing what you know and seeing what we see taking place, is there a nexus between the lawless government and what we see in a godless culture today?
Certainly. Christ said it himself that it will come upon us like the travails of labor. And if you look at typical labor, the pain starts slowly and then build to a crescendo. And you'd have to be blind to not see the current events. It doesn't take much to research these either. The courts in Israel are legislating via the bench just like they are here.
Yes.
And they are having the same issues in Israel that with their court system that we are having here, except for Israel at the current time does not have a process where you can impeach a sitting judge. And that's what Bibi Netanyahu is currently dealing with and trying to reform this system before this system takes Israel down from inside of itself. So the enemy is within, just like it is here and just like it is there, and that enemy is controlled by the father of lies himself.
Absolutely. So that should point more and more, Jim, I believe it should focus us more as a nation, as a people, to focus on our relationship to God through Jesus Christ and to seek his face and ask him to heal our land. But one of the things that I'm finding, it seems as though the more we see this taking place, it seems the harder the hearts of man gets, and there's a turning their backs on God. And I reckon it ought not to be a surprise, because you see, in the days of the tribulation, the book of the Revelation, as the catastrophic 21 judgments are poured out upon a God-hating, Christ-rejecting people during the days of the tribulation under the rulership of the Antichrist, rather than man repenting, mankind will literally shake their fist in God's face and be angry at God because of what is happening. So I think we're seeing the precursor to that today through the lawlessness and the godless culture that we live in. Jim, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you, sir. Have a blessed day.
Looking forward to what God is going to do in the next days before us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a lawless government and a godless culture. I'm looking at an article from Jay Sekulow, the ACLJ Council. This is what the article says in part. We've got a major problem, and I'm afraid people just don't understand how bad it has gotten. The Biden administration just threatened to ignore a federal court order against the abortion pill. The lawlessness is shocking. Biden has unleashed the deep state, not just to promote abortion, but to crush all of life. Biden's FBI, Biden's DOJ are seething with contempt. Biden himself declared, "You are the enemy." He's sending SWAT teams with guns drawn to raid peaceful pro-lifers in front of their own children. His attorney general showed his disdain for pro-life clinics that are being bombed. They don't care. They only care about abortion, end quote. And he goes on with another two pages in the document. But ladies and gentlemen, that's a good illustration of what I'm talking about with the lawlessness that's in our government today. And it is promulgated by Joe Biden. Joe Biden is operating under the fiat approach of executive orders. And all that we see taking place today, generally speaking, is as a result of more executive orders. I'm looking at an article also that validates further the lawlessness mindset in our society today. And it starts with the Oval Office and further. Republican Congresswoman says Biden's FDA should ignore the judge's abortion pill ruling. Dated April the 10th, Republican Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina said on CNN this morning that the Texas judge who halted the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approval of the chemical abortion drugs had made a mistake. During the interview Monday, the judge's decision was in error, and the FDA should just simply ignore the ruling. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to a pretty broad place in the road, a deep pit in the road, when there's the mindset by a legislator that's supposed to be there to follow the law, to make the law, and then for our executive branch to be obedient to what the law says and the other branches of government. Now, simply saying with a rogue approach that we ought not to even, that the president ought not to even be sensitive to the direction it's given by a court, a judge that makes the decision. I understand that a lot of decisions judges are making, they're fiat. A lot of our judges today, a lot of our district attorneys across America today, bought and paid for by George Soros, and the mindset is we don't obey any of the laws. We find that lawlessness all across the nation with the district attorneys that's in positions and power, not prosecuting crime, for example, with Alvin Bragg in Manhattan, not prosecuting any crime there, but saying that New York is the safest city in the nation. I think he said safest city in the world. I've forgotten, but it was in the nation and in the world. And yet it's not safe at all. But prosecuting Donald Trump on fictitious fiat phony charges, and yet not prosecuting crime in his own city. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the lawless government and the godless culture that we're living in. We have no borders today as a result of the lawlessness. Joe Biden has decided he doesn't need to be in any way answerable to the responsibility that's placed upon him as the President of the United States of America of protecting our borders. I've been saying that we've got about 7 million illegals that have come in. Read an article just recently said it could be as high as 15 million illegals that have crossed the borders, both southern border and northern border, that's come into America. They've not been required to take any COVID jab. They've not been required to wear a mask now or in the past weeks or years that Biden has been in office. They have all the freebies of health care, education, and cell phone and funding that's made available through taxpayers' expense. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, it's because Joe Biden is a lawless president. He is lawless. But by the way, we can't just blame Joe Biden single-handedly. I believe he is carrying out the third term of Barack Hussein Obama. I believe he is one of the puppets, as Obama was. He's one of the puppets of the major world changers, those that are wanting to have a global reset with those that are looking forward to the ultimate one world government. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that ultimate will take place as you have opportunity to go in your Bible and look at Revelation, the 17th and 18th chapter. You'll find there come a day, this is after the rapture of the church, after the 7 years of tribulation is set in, you'll have a global one world church in Revelation 17. You'll have a global one world government in Revelation chapter 18. And you find we're on the fast track for setting the stage for that today. But this is the whole approach that is being taken by the president today and his administration. I'm looking at an article. It's a lengthy article. I'll be very brief in what I say. The article says, New Snapping of the American Mind illustrates the Orwellian takeover of America. It may be hard to believe today, this writer says, but 40 years ago, when I started out in journalism, Reagan was president. It really was good morning in America. Our nation was prosperous, largely unified, respected by its allies, and feared by its enemies. Almost miraculously, the Berlin Wall was torn down, and fearsome nuclear-armed Soviet Union peacefully dissolved without a shot being fired. That's what good American leadership can do. He further says, today, just a few decades later, America's ruling elite drool over Marxist ideologies. Our borders are purposely left wide open for millions of illegals to invade our country. Our elections are rigged, and our government promotes manically deranged politics on every front while busily turning citizens against each other. They prosecute conservative Christians as criminals. We'll talk about that further today. And they are calling Christians terrorists. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological